What an occasion Sunday's All-Ireland football finals will be at Croke Park for Dublin and Mayo, and of course the Young Tyrone Miners. The Young Tyrone hopefuls go into the centre very much as underdogs against Mayo, but it's a tag that certainly rests easy with them and won't worry them. Here's captain Ray McLone, Conor McKenna, and first of all, Cathal McShane.
Oh, at the end of the day, like, it's, we look at it, we're underdogs, yeah, but we just go on there, give up, worrying about ourselves, you know, giving 100%. Mayo will be offered, we'll be offered, like, so at the end of the day, we'll just see who wins, but no, definitely, we'll be there and we'll give 100% only.
Yeah, we've really the underdog story, so have been, but definitely playing against Mayo and all definitely be a massive test, like, but they should be able to overcome it, definitely.
Oh, I, the whole year, through the year, have been underdogs every game, and we've just proved to ourselves in the county that we can do it, and maybe have moment games being big margins, but we get the job done. That's what you want at the end of the day. Like.
McKenna himself there, of course, on target with a wonderful goal against Roscommon in the semi-final, a score that got Tyrone back into the tie. He scored the goal, but he was teed up by fellow clubmate Colin Byrne.
Aye, well, the goal just, I made the run off the right-hand side, and Ron Nugent played a lovely ball in the, you know, on when I was on running. So I just took on my man, and I wasn't going to shoot. I was thinking about shooting, but my shooting wouldn't be the best. So I passed this man here beside me, and luckily he finished the top corner. So very well worked goal, but we did well. But although I came back after that there, I scored a few points. And but then luckily at the end, got on top, and that was the main thing.
The goal proved crucial, but the influence as well of Cathal McShane from the Owen Rose Club was also pivotal. He's been dubbed the Super Sub.
I wouldn't really say just I'm an impact sub. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think it's just throwing players. You know, we're natural good footballers, you know, at the end of the day. And I think just whenever the going gets tough, you know, our miners have shown that they're more capable of stepping up a level. And thankfully, I've come on and done well. And then people think I'm an impact sub. But now I just think about it, come on, give 100%, and then hopefully the team does well. And that's what's happened.
And McShane also explains that a big factor in Tyrone's success in 2013 has been the lack of injuries.
At the end of the day, is you know, there's nobody else would want, like, as in, you know, if we had Rory McGlone or say me and Matt, one of our main players, you know, coming up and getting injured, you know, wouldn't be good for the team. So thankfully we've come through it. We've been injury free most of the season, so that's all we want, and hopefully it stays that way now to the Orna final.
Cathal McShane there, and we also heard from the goal scorer Conor McKenna, but another man who played a key role in Tyrone's victory in the semi-final a couple of weeks ago now was goalkeeper Sean Fox. He saved a penalty kick, but also revealed to the press at the press night that he wasn't always a goalkeeper.
When I was younger, I used to play outfield, so did. We were stuck for a keeper at some tournament, and they stuck me in nets, and I made a few saves, and they wouldn't let me out ever since. I played really full forward, full back, just anywhere. It was under 12s, just you ran about and tried your best, you did.